Okay, we're learning Simin Yud, which we began last week. We learned Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph is the halacha of Mazik Rishasai, which is the name of the Simin, although the Simin is going to have other topics as well. What do we learn in Sif Aleph? We learned that if someone gives a get, that he's allowed to take his wife back, he's not a Kayin, unless she married someone else. If she's Mizana, what did we learn last week? He gives his wife a get, she's Mizana,
go back.
She's a Kasha. When Esther told Mordechai that now I'm going to become Asa to you, what's the Pasik? So why didn't he just give her a get and she'll go be Mizana and be able to take her back? So you know who asked this Kasha? Tosfos and Megillah asked the Kasha. So what? So Tosfos answers that he was afraid there would be a coil, get you need in front of Edom. And the coil will go out. Hey, we're going to say, you know, it was a Garishar. That's what it is. And the sound will get out. And Mela, he didn't want to do it. There'll be a coil. So I want to read to you a Rajba over there. It's Minageya. Minageya needs Hashem later today. But the Rajba says, Kashavadati Avadati. Just one page. It's today's page. Kashavadati Avadati. See, he brings first Hikshu B'taisvis. Yigar Shevu. Fiyazi Renu Achakach. He brings out a halacha that you're not also be a mizana. So he says, Tirtzu, Taisus answered, Show you Yori the Garsha. He was afraid to give her a get. If you should call my see, I get be'edim. The Yori Shemit is parasim hadavar. That's what he says. Then the Rajba asks Akasha, Ene nochem be'enai. Says, Taisar is not a good teretz. Why? Because ikosav biksav yadoi. The Rajah holds that a get only needs Edim if the Sefer writes the get. Now by an IOU it's that way for sure. If I give you an IOU, I need witnesses. But if I sign the IOU myself, or if my Ksaviyat is Nicker and I write an IOU to you, that's just as good as witnesses. It works the same. The Rajba holds that a get b'ksav yadoi is kosher without Edom. See, it's kosher b'na Torah. The Rabbani need Edom always. And then they took an island, you always need Edom on again. But the Rajba asks, ikosav lo b'ksav yadoi shu kosher b'dei raisa, ton hayo levasis kein, da Esther hecha avda hachi. It's sayin in the velas, tarav al tava. You know, yivagash b'ksav yadoi lo yoyoy veres. So the Rajvi asked the Kasha that he should have given a get b'ksav yadai, which when a Torah is a good get. Good Kasha. So it's funny, what's his teretz? Elisha divrei agadahei, they mishivin aleihem. It's a gadata, we don't pass the halachas on a gadata. What does he mean it's a gadata? The story of Esther Mordechai is not a gadata, it really happened. Or it could be that the fact that she's also to him is a gadata. That Hashavati Avati Posh Pshat doesn't mean she's also to him. It's a drasha.
I mean, we don't know the exact details of the situation, and we can't.
Oh, because like that's Hashavati. We don't know what happened. And Rav Chaim Kinevsky, right? Go here, Yisi Shana.
The slight possibility of the information getting out is so detrimental that.
But Ksav Yada, it's just him and her. Okay, we're going to see, even though this itself is a Haggadah to Rajba, it's going to be Negea to what we're going to learn today, because it seems to be a Yisoid here of the Rajba, that if you give a get that's Kashim and Atayra and Possum and Rabbanan, I have to explain to you, there's a Mishnah in Gittin. It says you really don't need witnesses in a get, Eide Mesira Karti, the Eide Mesira, and the Mishnah says, when they tick an oilam, you have to write a get. So there is an idea, there is a definitely a takana to Rabbanan to have Edom on a get. Even when you do Edom Asira, there's a takana to Rab. But so the Lashon of the Rajba is, because of the Savyad, the Shukasha Dei Raisa, she wouldn't become asatir. This Rajba is a chiddush for Simin Yud. What we have here in this Rajba is that if a man gives his wife a get that's kosher min haTorah and pasul min haRabbanan, and then she's mizana tachtav. Normally, a woman's mizana tachas bayli, she's asura lai, but she'll be mutter because the get d'arais is enough for this is nus. That's what it says here in the Rashi.
The Rashi says if you need edim sira, if you have sabiado.
Because if you needed edim sira, kasha wouldn't be a kasha.
Right. Because
you still have edim. So the Ran says there's a Ran in the ninth parak of Gittin who says the sabiado is the edim sira. Because when you see the get in her hand and it was written by him, so you know he gave it to her. That's the Ran. The Rishon says edim yadia b'ediria that you know was. At any rate, we'll put aside this Rashba, but let's look at this. What?
The Rashba has a separate sefer Shasaragat.
That's correct.
I mean, so, logically, she should be a us, she should be melted because she's so important.
What?
If the get is
logically, she should be midrabat. Okay, so take a look here in the beginning of Simin Yud. We're going to list the phase in a moment. But the Pisrei Tshuva Aleph. Pischei tshuva aleph, hamegarishes ishtai, chosid das birke yosef, that's the shidah. What? Pischei tshuva aleph, hamegarishes ishtai, chosid birke yosef aysalaf, neisha stafik. Isha shen izgarisha beget, kosham in atayru apostle medivraya, vahalcha vizinsa, imuteres lazo labayla lechatchila. Mamish to this rajra. If she's mutzah to go back, yam rinan. Karina Bevin Itzma Midrabanan. Do we say she became Tamei Midrabanan? Tamei means Nus. Kivada Gida Be, Vikita Misl Midrabanan. So maybe she should be asked to him. I deal Mahayov, I get Kashim and Atayra after Zinsa Mutaris Labaila. Beherich Bezebe Miraidum Mutaris Lazar Labaila. So the Birka Yosef is Mesupik, Pasuk Lakula, about a woman who gave a get. There are a lot of types of gittin that are kosher min haTorah and pasul min haRabbanan. A get that have a psul and the ksiva. The ksiva of a get has to be like the ksiva of a sefer Torah. The letters have to be, it can be a nifsak in the letters, it can be chav taychais. These are all dinim deRabbanan. Min haTorah, they're a kosher a get. Any get that's a psul deRabbanan, she needs a new get, but if she got married, she's muteres and the children are not mamzerim. In other words, we're master such a get. So the Birkei Yosef is Mesupik here, and the Rashba is saying the Feirish that it's Mutter. Interesting that we have an Agadah to Rashba that says such a. Having said that, let's move to Sidbex. Cheresh. Cheresh is a deaf mute of the times of Chazal. A deaf mute is someone who cannot communicate. Today, Baruch Hashem, the society is advanced, and one of the wonderful things is that people, Elena, who are deaf and mute, can still communicate with other people. If not verbally, but they have ways of letting people know what they're thinking. And the consensus of the Paiskim is that they have a dim pikeach l'chol davar. That their marriages are d'iraisa, and their chiyuvim are d'iraisa, etc. And the business dealings, everything is d'iraisa. Okay, Shulchan Aruch is talking about a cherish in the time of Chazal. Now, before we start, I just have to tell you what's the halacha of marriage for the cherish of Chazal's generation. In Simin Mem Dalid is Kiddushei Cherish Haita V'Katan. And there it says the halacha, which is halacha psuka, cherish v'cheresh es eino b'nei kiddusha min haTorah. Midaraisa, a deaf man or a deaf woman can't have kiddusha midaraisa, but a bein nasu ki yaitze ben, whether a deaf mute married a deaf mute, bein cheresh nasu pikeches, bein cheresh yishin nisus pikeach, avo chachamim titnu lehem nisuim. But the chachamim said that they could have kedusha midrabanan beremiza, if their meram is what they mean. So the halachi is the kedusha of a cheresh is a kedusha midrabanan, and it could be give kedusha. What happens in Bapi Kech in Kiddush Eishas Cheresh? First, the Cheresh is Mekadosh a woman, Kiddush Rabbanan. Then the Pikeach is Mekadosh also. She's an Eishas Ishmael Rabbanan. Confusing case.
Yeah.
Right? Midrabbanan, she's married to the Cheresh. And then before there was any get, Pikeach gave her Kiddushin also. So, in Ba Pikeach, the Kiddush Isha, Cheresh, Ha Pikachas, and the woman is a Pikachas. So first the Cheresh was Mekadisha, then a Pikeach. Harizem Bukudesh was a Sheni, Kiddushin Gemurin. In Atarish, she's married to the second one.
Rabbanan
is wiped out. V'noi get, V'muteris Laba Cheresh. The second one gives a get, and she goes back to her original husband who has Kiddushin the Rabbanan. Here you have a woman who's Kiddushin the Rasya to one man, and Kiddushin the Rabbanan to someone else. So, Minatayru Chayshish. So, this is the halacha, and it's a very clear halacha. And therefore, the sif is rather simple.
Is Merame signaling with your eyes or hands?
Any which way, as long as you make your intention known. Okay, so let's do a sif beis.
She can never get any of the anshim in the raisa of Sensei
Shish. That's right, she wouldn't get misa and Sensei Rabban. So let's learn the Shulchan Aruch. A cherish, a girish, beramiza. A cherish who gave a get through Ramiza. Now, see, the Kedushin and Gerish in the Ramiza. Vachem niskacha lecherish acher. Then she married another cherish. So the question is, could she go back to the first husband? It's a chlamu lepikeach. Certainly, if her second marriage was to Pikech, Asura Lazul Abayla Acherish. She doesn't go back to her husband Acherish because that's the case of Mazin Grushasai. If we make it a Kedushin the Rabbanon, so we make it a Mazin Grushasai the Rabbanon. Aval Ishtoi Shal Pikech. But you have a regular woman, a regular man, she is Garsha. Valchav, and this is Lacherish. So she had Kedushin the Raisa to the first husband. Kedushin Rabbanan to the second husband. In his garsha, now she got to get from the second husband. Materas lazda la baila pikeach. She's allowed to go back to her husband to pikeach. Why? Because minat Torah, she was never married to anyone else. So the first marriage was deraisa. The second was the Rabbanan. And she got to get from the second. So Mimele, she's allowed to go back and she has no... she has no issue with the whole. In other words, they were not geizik. Kedushin the Rabbanan is a mazik grushas. That's the chiddush of this set. We're talking about kedusha. What about biel? We'll talk about that now. The Beis Shmuel. So the Beis Shmuel actually says it first in Simim Mem Dalid, but he says it here as well. What happens? First let's turn Beis, Beis Shmuel Gimel. Beis Shmuel Gimel is going on the beginning of the Sif. Hocham v'niskatcha l'cherish acher. Again, she was married to Cherish 1. And what does it say? V'niskatcha l'cherish acher. It says Kiddushin, right? The first line? It says Kiddushin. It's not like the end of the Sif. It said Hocham v'nisis. Here it's Hocham v'niskatcha. Kiddushin is no bia. You usually don't do kedusha bia, right? Hocham niskatcha says the Beis Shmuel Gimel. Ken kosev a Rambam sifir ale perik yiraf aloch gimel kosev magid. Listen to Magid Mishnah. Chazal tiknu nesuin lecherish. Chazal were misakin that a cherish could have marriage with the rabbanon. Lo yafa kaychei mikaychei pikeach. Shegirish v'nisus l'tiyaitzabai. No better than a pikeach who gave a get. And the woman married another pikeach, thus a lazira, came of a cherish. So a cherish, he's saying, the kiddush cherish, the rabbanan gave kiddushin, that kiddushin carries with it, that if he's megarisha, and she marries another cherish, she can't come back to him. Very logical. Just like a deraisa, you marry to one man, you get a get, you marry someone else, you can't come back. Same thing, a cherish, kiddushin the rabbanan, and you get divorced, you marry another cherish, you can't come back. Perfectly logical. The next line, Lefize Shaita, do I tiknu chazal nesuin? By a Shaita, where there's no Kedushin at all, come I shasim in Mendalit, came this is the Pikeach, but teres labai la Shaita. If somehow it's with a Shaita, you can come back. Okay, that's good. Dalit, Muteres Lazar, Shambe Magad, he says, continue the Magad Mishnah. Kivin nu is sue cherish midirabanan, like tiknu la nesuin la hairas kaisa shapikeach. So here we're going, a pikeach is married min ha-Torah, gives a get. Then you marry a cherish, that's the Rabbanon. Kiddushin the Rabbanon is not migareya the deraisa. So therefore, if she married a Kedushin Deraisa, got divorced, married a Chayrish, the Rabbanan, got divorced, she's allowed to go back to her first husband. Any time there's a Kedushin Deraisa, and Gerish Elishai, Shenesua Midrabananu, Vinissus Laacher, if the first one was Kedushin Deraisa, marriage Deraisa, the second was marriage Deraisa, Asura Larisha. Everything's Deraisa, you're awesome, like Chayrish. Abel Larisha Nesua Deraisa, the Gerish, Vinissus Lamisha Nesua Shalahay Midrabana, Einay Iser Alarisha. Okay, so this is the cloud, just like Chayrish, any Deraisa. Chozat is Gerish Aacher, Abel, Imlai Gerish Arishan. If you have someone who's married midrabanan, I feel she kitsha isa mikdusha shalayhe midaraisa, uteras larishin. So here, half cup. She's married to number one midrabanan, and number two daraisa. The Shulchan Aruch didn't talk about this. The Shulchan Aruch said, drabanan, drabanan, cheirish, get cheirish. So he said, that's ken daraisa tikna. And the Shulchan Aruch talked about the first one being daraisa, giving a divorce. And the Rabbanan. What happens if the first one is the Rabbanan, the second one is the Raisa? Okay. He says, well, let's see what he says. Again, Abel, three lines about it. Milo Rishin is Suma de Raisa. Oh, no, we read that already. Because two lines about it. Because of Girish Rishin. Abel, Goy Girish Rishin, Shinsu Shlemi de Rabbanan. Marechairish, no get. I feel Shakitcha is a Mishdush Lahim de Raisa. Muteras Larisha, I'm like, Hashim, I got the Shema Yaimru. It's a Chiddush here. What? Never got a get from the first one. The first one was a Nisuin Durabana. And then, Kitshoi said, Vidush Lahim Deraisa. Now you would think, like you said, Koshket, it should be a problem. Muteras Larisha.
She gets a get from the second one.
She gets a get from the second one, obviously, right. So you can go back to the first. Like, Hashim, I got the Shema Yaimru, Girish Arisha. Wow. He's saying that there's no problem if the first condition is deraisa and the second is a drabana. If the first drabana, the second is deraisa with the get.
Would there be drabana mamzers?
What?
Mamzers in this case?
No, the drabbanon when that guy is a mamzer. Any drabbanon, there's no mamzer. So, there's a saita shet leitinase, right? Shle shegit psulin to leitinase, but in this is, we say leiseitse and the benahak sherry. Right? What? There was no get from the first one. So it's not a Gerushase, okay. It's not a Gerusha of a Pikeach. And you go back.
Had there been a get, you'd
be awesome.
What? Has there been a get, it's not
a Gerusha. Had there been a get from the first one, it's a Hefer Hasvara. It's the opposite of the Svara. If there had been a get from the first one, and she'd be Pikeach, she'd be awesome. If there's no get to the first one, she's not awesome. That's what it seems.
She doesn't even need that conviction again from the first one and the second one.
Right. The first one is Bimakaida here. This is the Chiddush of the Beis Shmuel. He says it later, I think, in Siman Mem Daled again. Not a common thing today. I don't know any cases today of Chiddush of the Rabbanan, but Al Kapanim, this is the Chiddush of the Beis Shmuel. Okay. What? But there's no gzera. There's no gzera de rabbanan. Should I tell you? Today, I think so. I mean, again, how we pass him, it doesn't happen. But today, when a deaf mute gets married, he makes his own bracha under the chuppah. Shimon Steinhaus told me at his wedding, there was a mesada kedushin. Mesada was a mesaderin, but the bracha he made, the bracha's mesada kedushin. Because the Messiah Kedushin is Moitzi the Chassan. And when the Chassan is deaf, he can't be Yitzah. So the Chassan makes the Bracha, the Berachas Messiah Kedushin. What?
If he's
muted, he can't make the Bracha. Bracha's not Makiv in the Kedushin. Nowadays, I believe it's all the Paiskim today agree that the deaf mute today has a dim pikeach. There's not a halacha that a person like Leonard can't speak and hear. He's a shaita. It's just it was a fact, a societal fact that they were shaita. today they're not. I know Rabbi Yoshev has a tshuva about it, but it goes back earlier than that. That when they can communicate, this kedushin deres.
Different tshuvas. I was there once. Different tshuvas.
I suspect it was another reason there was a different tshuva, but okay.
We'll leave that.
So that's a separate discussion. People have a mistake. People confuse shaita with a pesi. A retarded person is not a shaita. The word shaita, the Gemara says, is el shaita. Or yes, lumber based akvaris. You know, it's shaita is somebody who appears many times normal, but behaves erratically.
And he drinks a
pesi is someone who lacks intelligence, and it's a separate category in halacha. So it's not for now, but it causes the category of shaita causes many. There could be people who behave normally, and they have a din shaita in halacha because their behavior is erratic. There are people like that. I know people that I know one person. He really believes he's Mashiach, and he can behave normally sometimes. But I remember that he came to me once to reveal himself, and he said, "It's funny." He calls all the Gedolim. The only one who has patience in is Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky. Shmuel talks to him. Everyone else hangs up when he tells his Mashiach. So I tried the first time he came to me. I told him, Mashiach, interesting. He said, yeah, my father said we come from Shevet Yehuda and everything. I said, it says Mashiach has to be a Talmid Chacham. He has to be a Baki Nishas. You better get to work. I'm serious. He went out, bought himself an Oscar Shas, and I saw him in the shul, the local shul. He lives a block away from me. I saw him learning the Hasmada for about 6 months, 8 months, and he finally realized he's not going to become a Baki Mishas. I guess he felt that he could pass him that Mishas Hadchak, he could be Mashiach without it, I don't know. But he has a din, api halacha, something like that, has a din shaita, even though he's eaten, he appears to be a challah. There's a lot of shaylos. Rabbi's famous tshuva yet in Russia, it's amazing, if you calculate, he was 29 years old. It was a case of a shaita tackle who gave kedushin, and it became clear he had all kinds of dimyanis, and there's something to learn, but it's not for this sieve. So we'll come back to it one day. What? It's also a separate category. Rav Zilberstein, I'm talking about the Chashul Chechem, who's written by others, but he has a set of svarim for doctors. He has a big arichus on trying to categorize a pesi there, and that's the only place I know that has a contemporary categorization. Usually, we measure by intelligence of a 13-year-old. Now, it's hard to say, because when you go to psychologists today, well, he's a 13-year-old socially, and a 13-year-old intellectually, and they have all kinds of categories, which makes it very complicated.
So high-functioning Down syndrome people would probably not be considered?
The high-function are probably bar mitzvah. They have the intelligence of bar mitzvah. All right, let's look to Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel is a whole new topic. It's a topic which starts off innocently and makes its way to a lot of secondary shadows. Okay, Siv Beis is like the calm before the storm. Siv Gimel, let me tell you before we start the Mishnah, and we'll see where we're going to go. With this, if we get the yesodos of the Mishnayos and the Gemara clear, we'll be able to take it to its arichus. There's a Mishnah in Gittin, Daf Mem Hei. The Mishnah says that if someone gives his wife a get because of Shem Ra, because there are rumors that she's Mizana, not witnesses, they're witnesses of Mizana, she has to give her a get. But there are rumors that she's Mizana. He's not Mufri of Avi Din to give her a get. But he gives her a get because of a Shem Ra. Or because she's an Adranis. She made Nidorim. Let's say a neder that he can't be Matir. Certain Nidorim, her husband, could be Matir. She made Nidorim. And it's hard to live with a woman who makes all these difficult Nidorim. So he got fed up with her. And he comes to bed and says, I want to give her a get. Now, he's allowed to give her a get. She's a Shemra. He's allowed to give her a get. Gemara says that Bezdin tells him, if you give the get, you can never take her back. Even if she doesn't marry someone else. This get is final. Why? Why is the get final? So the Gemara has two pshat. The first shot in the Gemara, which is the name shot, Chazal were afraid he's going to give her a get because of the rumors. She'll go out, she'll get divorced, she'll marry someone else, she'll have children. And then he's going to come and say, you know, I did it because of the rumors. I just tracked down the one who started the rumors. It was baloney. It's a get is a toss. To get is a mistake. He'll be mighty laws on the children. Or even the drowners. Chazal said, now I found out she could be Matan Neder. I didn't know if I would know she wants to be Matan Neder. I would have never given her a get. So Chazal will chayshish that she'll be mighty laws on the children. So therefore, this is a Issa Mazig Roshasi Durabon. You're not allowed to take her back, even if she marries nobody else. Because Chazal were afraid you're going to be mighty laws, so they tell you, listen, this is final. You should know, you can't come later with any excuses. That's the Gemara's first shot in the Mishnah. That's how most Rishayim pass. Gemara's a second shot, that it's Mishum Knas. It's a knas on a woman who there are rumors about, who makes Nadarim. They counsel her that don't think if your husband doesn't want you to do these things, you do them, so you get a get and you'll calm him down. No, it's Mishum Knas. The Rambam alone, among the Rishayim, and Paskins like the second Lashon, Kedarka, he always Paskins like the Lashon of Basra. The Rambam, who was the last sheet in Sif, and this Sif, Paskins like the second Lashon. Whichever lashon you go with, the halacha is the same. Then a man who gives his wife a get, mishum shem ra, or mishum she makes nedarim, you're not allowed to take her back in any case. So let's learn.
You're punishing her more so than him,
according to the second pshat, it's a punishment to her. According to the first pshat, it's a tikkun olam type of thing. We don't want a laz ha'olam. Daf Mem Hey, the whole Perek HaShleach is Takonis and they took an island. The whole Perek HaShleach, most of the Zikin, Perek of the Zikin, that's Gittin. The middle of Gittin is all Tikkun Olam Takonis and that. So let's learn the Sif. You have three Shitas, and the Beis Shmuel just explains it. Ois Hey Vav and Zayin, who the three Shitas of Shulchan Aruch are. They're all basically the same. The nuances of the Din are different, but the basic halacha is basically the same. So let's see what it says. Hamayti es ishtay mishum shem ra, shiyotza aleha, ayim neshu nidranis, ayim neshi elinis. By an elinis also, a man gives a wife a get because he thinks she's an elinis, and later on, it turns out she's not an elinis, she could have children. We'll say it was a toss, it was a get betos. It may even be right. It's a get betos. So Chazal didn't want she to marry someone else, have children, and you'll say, oh, the get was a mistake, they'll be mamzerim. So Chazal instituted that it's a final get no matter what. How it works, we'll see. But again, starting again from the beginning, it said, Gimel ha'maitiyas ishtay mishum shem ra, she yatzaleh, a rumor about her. Neshi nidranis, she makes nidarim. Neshi elinis. Loi yachzar, he can never take her back. Shita number one. Yeshayim dafki b'da'amla b'mnei kachanim etziyacha v'kafel dvarav. It's dafka if he said it, and he said it kafel. Kafel means like tanai kafel. He said it in both directions. Laima ilmale kach lo yisim etziyacha. The first shita holds, this takan is only in the case where he said, I'm giving you a divorce because of your shemra. If not for the shemra, I wouldn't divorce you. Avon le kafel dvarav yachal asim. Shita number one. The Shmuel Hay says, "Haynu dasa rosh, ukimte derava dafke be kafli chayshina malaz." Dafke, when he said a kafel v'chayshish v'laz. Okay, back to the Shulchan Aruch v'yeisharim second shita. Im amalam im neikach ani mitziecha av bishalai kafel devarav in yachal aziri. You don't need a tonight kafel. If he even said it once without a tonight kafel. Shmuel Bav, Kenu Dasa Ramban, Varajba, Varama. Masisnari, Bidamala, Almanos, Kenani, Megarsha. It doesn't have to be a Tanai Kafel, but you have to say it. If you didn't say it, man didn't say it, it doesn't apply. Third Shita, Mr. Rambam, Yeshmi Shaimer, Philo Loy Amala, Mnei Kachanami, Etzachel Yaza. even if he said nothing. What who shita is that? Again, turning to the Beis Shmuel Zion, Hainu Dasa Rambam. The place it came can kalishna shaloi yil noshim frutzen. It's a knas. Women shouldn't be frutzen. Lachem loy yazaloi lav afilu imloy omar lo. Kdeshi lo frutzen sar shiayim lo abnei kachani vigar shech. And why does the Mishnah say he should tell her? Because we want to teach a lesson to Prutzin. So it's preferable he should say it. So the three shitas are only in what has to be said. The first shita says, this takzera drabbanon is only if he tells a b'tnai kafel. The second shita is, he has to tell her, but it doesn't have to be kafel. And the third shita is, well, he's supposed to tell her, even if he doesn't tell her. It's a knas, and he can't take her back.
If he doesn't tell her, how do we know that's the reason?
How do we know it's the reason?
Yes.
So it has to be talking that there are Edom that know there's a reason. If you don't know, if we don't know the reason, then it doesn't apply. It would have to be that we could prove it. If you can't prove that that was his reason, then you can't.
How are you telling if he doesn't say anything?
You have to remember we're talking Bishas Get. There's a lot of talking that goes on before the Get. Usually beforehand, they go talk it over to Rav, they go talk it over with, yeah. So there's a lot of talking, but this is only Bishas Get. The question is, why don't we do it any reason that he has, that he would have.
Are these more prevalent? Are these more?
I'm not sure. I think it's more prevalent that that the man would say, had I known. Because the man's garish wife, she's poor, usually there are other reasons. And here, and Rashi Grada says there in Kiddush, in Gittin, that how do we know he's doing it? Rashi Shita is that he's Megarisha because of Shemra or Nidranis alias. So without investigating, Rashi says he probably has a pikpukim with her anyway. If he would otherwise be happy with her, he wouldn't rush to give her a get. He'd investigate. So Rashi does say such a machshava, but okay, but it's not coming to halacha. This is the halacha of the sif. If someone's mighty mishum shem ra, he can never take her back. But we have a very strong disparity. We have a very big difference. The first sheet is only tonight kafel, and the last sheet is even if he says nothing. Now taisus amen vav. The Mishnah's Mem Hamad days. Taisus asks, if he made it tonight kafel, when he took out of the Rabbanan? He made it tonight kafel, I'm giving you a get, only because of this, if not for this, then not. So every tonight and a get is a tonight. It works bad, Sam. What are you talking about? That and not only that, if you hold, we possibly need a tonight kafel, tonight is not kafel. But tonight is not kafel, it's shumlaz. But what do you mean by Taisus? Yes. What do you mean by tonight kafel? It's mishum laz. It's emes. If he made it tonight kafel, then it's emes. So Taisus is this kasha. The Chalkas Mechaikik brings it here on top of the page. The Chalkas Mechaik Gimel. It's a Dalit, okay. The kafel dvarav. I am beginning to have mevav betaisus. Dibra masli amala. My read the kafel dvarav. Avolei kafel tonight. Tonight kafel is if he says al minas. I'm giving it to you al minas. Here it means he was kafel dvarav in Bezdin when they were talking. Dim kafel tonight. V'amar al minas ani naisin get. V'miyimsa ha'in yisheke lo yiyeget. In kei bevade I get batal. If he gave up it tonight, though this hosif doesn't apply. It's emes. A tonight kafel, you can't marry her until you're sure that the tonight was not mekuyim. So Taisus says kafel doesn't mean kafel at tonight. It means in the back and forth that took place beforehand, there had to be kafel, and if not, then there's nothing. So this is a takana drabanan. And by standing by itself, it's a clear set of dinim. It doesn't sound like major. I mean, it's major when the case happens, but it's a din that you can never take her back. So you have a mazik rishosei derabbanan.
So how can he was rumor we cancel her? In the previous, where she was mezana, we don't cancel her. And she can, you said before, if she's mezana, she can go back to her husband. In Bays.
By condition derabbanan.
No, but just in Bays. We said if she marries someone else, he can't take her.
Right.
If she's mezana.
That's by her, her condition derabbanan.
No, no.
We have a condition deraisa. She's asur labayla if she's mezana.
Well, after the get.
What?
After the get.
If they get, he could take her back.
Yeah, so here, it's a rumor, we cancel her. There, which was Mizana.
So the answer is, because here we're afraid of a loss to the children. If he gives her a get and she's Mizana, there's no shash laws to anybody. What laws is
there? So the cancel is on her.
Here, the cancel is on her. If Mizana can't spy her. If there are rumors, even if she was a Mizana, but,
right.
You know, there are no rumors about Sarah Schneer. No one said that she was out of the Bible. You know, like the rumors happen to a certain type of people.
She never got
married. Definitely no rumors about
that.
No, it had to be said it before him, and not Pishas. Not Pishas. So, yeah.
If it's not Gorm,
that's what we're talking about.
But she did it. Is that
also considered? I don't know. It could be done. You may be right. You know, she's allowed to do it. I don't know. Now, this sif, in and of itself, Shalma Yisrael, it breeds a second set of halachas. Now, before I do that, I have to tell you that one more sugya in Masechta Skittin. This is the sugya Memhe. There's the earliest sugya, I think it's Daflami Gimel or so. Sugya called Gilui Das Begin. You know the halacha is like Abaya B'Yalkagan.
No.
Everyone knows Yud stands for
Yesh
Lamidas. Okay, Ayin.
Aydin
Zaymi Melan Freya.
Lechi
Omeh Lechi Kuf.
And
Kedushin Shemesur Lubiyah. Gimel. Gilui Das Begin. Why does Gilui Das Begin? Yalkigam, the Gimel. Mem stands for, I think, Mumma is on Velfate. Anyway. What does Gilui Das begin? Is a machlekes Abaye and Rava. If a man sends his wife a get, and he's megala das, then he regrets it before she gets it. There's a case where they come back to him and they say, you know, the guy was supposed to bring the get, he lost the get.
Yes.
He says, Baruch Hashem, I'm so happy it happened. In the meantime, I'm being honest with him, she found the get, and she gave it to her. That's called Gilui Das begin. He's Megalas Das. He would have been happy. It shouldn't be again. So I'm like a Sabai and Rava, and we pass like a Sabai. Gilui Das begin is not Mevatel again. If she goes in front of a Bez and is Mevatel again, that's a separate story. But just Gilui Das begin, someone is Megalas Das that she wouldn't. He is Megalas Das that he would prefer that it not be a get. So we pass in that like Abaya, that Gilui Das begin is not Mevatel again.
It's not
Mavat. Yeah, it's Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Samach Beis in Hilchas Gittin. Tamedivar Mamurim Shu Batal. When could a man be Mavatal Aget Kishabitlai Beferish? He goes in front of a bed and Mavatal Aget. Avul Mloy Bitlai. Afbi Shagila Daite Shechafetz Mavitulai. He says, oh, I wish I would have never sent a get. Kagai. Shamalai Ashliach Loy Nisatav La Adayin. She said, I didn't get there yet. Omar, and the husband said, Baruch Ataiva Nativ. He said, Baruch Hashem. In a bottle. Gilui Das is not Mevatel Aget. No Yait. Elafilim Mazel Loritzach Har Shliach. He started running after the Shliach to stop him. La Yisbek La Gila, but she Gili Yada. In a bottle. So there is such a thing as being Mevatel Aget formally in front of a Bez. But Gilui Das Begit is nothing. Gilui Das, the Gittin doesn't work that way. Gilui Das. What? Samach Beis. And Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Samach Beis. So that's the halacha of Gilui Das. So far, so good. What does that mean? That means a man gives a get, and he says, I'm giving it because she's a Zayna. We didn't make it tonight. And later on, it turns out she wasn't a Zayna. It's a turn on Gilui Das Begitin. Here, Gilui Das Begitin is when the get was done intentionally, and later he's Megaladas. Here, it's he's saying Bishas Maisa, he never would have given the get. How do you know? And that's the case here.
He can take it back if he wants to.
What?
He doesn't want to
go back.
He doesn't want to go back. He doesn't want to go back.
Why, he can marry her back.
Yeah.
So Chazam made a takana, he can't take her back because they were afraid if we're going to allow him to say, I only gave the get because I thought you were Mazana. If I had known the get is not real, then we're afraid he's going to say that she'll marry someone else and have children, and he'll say it'll be mighty laws on our children. So Chazal said, you have to realize, Mazagrushasi de Raisa, if he gives a get, she marries someone else. You can never take her back. That's their rice. The Rabbanon is he gives her a get because of Shemra, Nidran, and Eilidus, and she didn't marry anybody else. He's still not allowed to take her back. Because Chazal wanted that a get that's given, Shemra, Nidran, and Eilidus, he should understand it's final. You can't take her back. And Bezdan wants him. We're going to have that Bezdan to say to him, you should know, Leitazar, I love
this.
Right away is before the Shliach leaves Beis Din. Once the Shliach takes the get out of Beis Din, there's no right away anymore. Okay. Now, where did this come into play? It comes into play in a number of cases where a man gives a get for reasons of suspicion to his wife. Where it comes l'maisa. Pischei Tshuva Gimel brings a night of Yehuda. Now he doesn't bring the story. He says to look. He brought the story in. I'm sure say some Yer Aleph. Benidain Hashchala Diday Yuvel Kamar Kuvtesvav. So I'll tell you the story. Kuvtesvav Sivav. The Pischei Tshuva is there. The story is there, and the story was basically this: a woman was married to a man who was prone to anger. He was a ragzon. There was a man who got angry all the time in the house, and he was always chayshed her, he was always suspicious of her all the time, and her life was miserable. So her neighbors gave her an eitzah. That's always the problem. She listens to her neighbors. The neighbors feel bad for her, she's married to this guy. They said, look, you want to get out of the marriage? We have an eitzah for you. Tell your husband you're a mizana. And he'll have b'muchayf to give you a get, you get out of the marriage. You know, he's suspicious of you anyway. He's telling you, right, I was Mizana. And he'll be suspicious, 1 minute, and he'll give you a get. So, she did it. What's better? You know, like Rechavim, right? Rechavim went to so, great idea. She goes to her husband, she says, you're right, I was Mizana. He says, uh-huh. He runs to Beis Din with her. So Beis Din says, you know, she's not in their menace. A woman is not believed to say, because Sheman Ainah must have acted. But if you believe her, you have to get. He said, I believe her 100%. So he told Bezin he believes, sir, Bezin will decide her get. So they did a get, so they divorced. They woke up the next morning, and they both had charotim. They both, there must have been some good side to the marriage. I don't know what it was. But they woke up the next morning and they changed their mind. So the question was, the night Yehuda is done, what's a shayla? Is it din shami anasha chetichet isura? If someone says something is treif, we believe it. Nosan amastal adavarav, you give an excuse, then you believe. The Gemara is a case, a woman moved into town and she said, I'm an eishes ish. So she said, an eishes ish, we believe her. She's an eishes ish. Later, she wants to get married. Bezin said, you said you're an eishes ish. She said, yeah, I'm a pretty girl, and everyone's running after me, all the bad guys in town. So I said it. So it's nosna amasla l'devara. So an amasla, she can undo what she said. Then the Yehuda has a tshuva. Does an amasla only help for words? That's the case in the Mishnah. She said, I'm an eishes ish. Or she said, I'm also to this person, or she said, meet his treif, and thus la masla devara. Does a masla, an excuse, only help to be mevatel words? Does it help to be mevatel in action? Here, it's more than words. It's one thing you say, I was upset, I said something. Right? People say things. But here, you said something, and you went through with the whole divorce, and now you want to give an excuse? So the question is, does an amaskla work in such a question? That's the nidan of the night of Yehuda. Whether she has any nemonis for this, and or not, and Mela has also had charata. Yeah. Okay, it's more than divorah. I mean, she went to bed and she accepted the get.
But I did know words. I did know we believe.
We believe words. She chayes it from words. But actually, there is a case where she wore her big nida, actually. Okay. This is his nida. So Nadi Yehuda.
They didn't come and say that they told her that.
Oh, good. So Nadi Yehuda, in the tshuva, he writes that I bent over backwards to find a heter for them. Because whatever reason, the circumstance was such, it would be I'd want. He said, I went the kayak to try to find the heter. So he's matir. He says two things. He says, number one, it could be an amasla works. Number two, we have witnesses, the neighbors. Now the neighbors were noshim. They're not kosher for the thing that needs edus b'shnayim. Something in davar shevar pasim b'shnayim needs kosher edus. The Yehuda and the Tshuva wants to establish that this is called Erechadam Bisurim. It's a case of Isser. You mentioned the case of Isser because they're not saying she's Muteres. They're saying that it's true. She did it for this reason. Memela comes out she's Muter. In which case, Doshima believed that this is the Tshuva. And he goes out, B'Kaychadat Teira, to be Matan. What? Oh, 1 minute. You're missing 1 second, I'll tell you. We'll get there in a minute. So he goes to say that the get is ice get, and he goes b'kaychad ha'teira. The end of the tshuva, he says, I'm good with Hilchas Gittin. But what about Simen Yud, Sif Gimel? What about this takana d'rabanan? This takana d'rabanan is a garisha mishum shemra, which he was, and layasarei lamis. Even if it proves false, and the whole point is if it proves false. Layasarei lamis. That's why the Pesachei Tshuva has two pieces. One is in Simen Kuf Tesvav, and Chas Gittin. And then, if you look in the beginning of the Pesachei Tshuva, he said, I am a Tshuva Snei, Pesachei Tshuva Gimel, the first line. I am a Tshuva Snei, Mehuda Sei Simen Yer Aleph. Lacha Shabi Rishon Benidai, what's that word? Hashchola Didei? Hashayla Didei, oh. Hashayla Didei, Yuvala Kama Kuf Tesvav, Simbav, Sukam Hava, Yeshmakam La Tira, Laza Labayla, Vlai Misha, Vena Shechiti Chidi Sura, Mach Shigil Sadaita, Kaidim Shahidis Sharaitilhidis al Sheker. He says over there that it helps the Amasla that she told the neighbors beforehand that she's gonna lie. After the whole tshuva that is matir, cause of Zelashinai, Omnam, Mitam Acher Asura Isha Zu Lazal Abaila Harishain, Share Girsha Mishum Shem Ra, Mavur Bisim Yosef Gimel, Shloisha Deis Mosi Shem Ra. In Kela Das Rambam, Shua Yesh Mishaimer, Pshita Shein Yochel Azar Vilakachta. He can't go and marry her again. The Rambam said even if you say nothing. Vafila Dei Emsos, Gav Ken Asura. Even according to the middle Shita, it's enough to say it once. Dad Kan Leivin and Shiaimer Mishum Shemra Ani Meitziecha El Bishem Rabbi Alma. Stam Azay Aruba. Shloi Nesralai Avi Bezdin. Vume Yatsmei Girsha. But neither did Dod. What was our case? Sheheshiv shu mamid ledivorel in Bezdin. Bezdin said, "Do you believe her?" And he said, "Yes, I do believe her." Vahira laharav shebuchiyav legarisha. Odiv tvei. Normally, you have to say it in Bezdin. It should be clear that you're megarish because of it. Here, it's even clearer. Here, you went into Bezdin that she's moedish is mizana. And Bezdin asked the husband, "Do you believe her?" And he said, "Yes." And Bezdin says, "You have to give a get." So in such a case, it's very clear. It might not be a Tanai Kofel, but it's very clear that he's saying, I'm doing it because of this. See, if the his whole Arichus, to be mad to her, even without a second Kedushin, to stay married, if that he says, we still have a problem. Anytime you give a get mishum shame ra, it's permanent. You can't take her back. Now this is the Chuvish Nadavihuda. She caused it, all right. Most shame ra, she caused it. What?
He was suspicious and wasn't divorcing her. It's only after she said to him.
But at the end of the day, he divorced her because of Shem.
That's confirming. She started the Shem.
And therefore,
so it's not Shemron. That's not the reason he's divorced. That Shem causing Shemron, then he's divorcing her.
To think about what you're saying, I'll tell you why. This is not Yudas Psak. Some cipher said what you're saying. I don't know if it's so pushy though. Some cipher said on Rabbi Yehuda, it's just the opposite. When a man chooses to be Megarish HaMishim Shemra, I'll say I wouldn't have done it. But when Bezdin told him Yimuchuyiv, so he only did it because Bezdin told him Yimuchuyiv. If Bezdin now turns around and says that Amasla works, you're not Mechuyiv. So it's not the takana of Rabbanim. Why do they make a takana? If Bezdin says yes, Bezdin says no. They said if you say yes and you say no, if Bezdin is the one that says that the get was we told him to give a get and a master works. That's some cipher's time. At the end of the Pesachei Tshuva, he sends you. He doesn't bring us some cipher. He sends you some cipher. The very end, the last line and a half. Ayn Shammai, b'shul some cipher, that Torah Shalach Yisifu, b'shul Shem Ra, shiyatza Allah, kabanasla mafuke, in lots of Shem Ra, ela habar, racham evasai, v'chash b'ksherim, sevkid, devadim mutaz lazai. In there it says, that it means on Bezdin forced her. In some cipher.
It's ties with Shum Shemra. Normally, Gemara, when Gemara speaks about Shemra, we speak Shechel. Let's not talk about it. Right. The time talks about it. But when he talks about Shemra, talk about he himself says something. He's not doing neighbors. Is that right?
He's saying, "I want to divorce you because of the rumors." Now, it may be true if he says, "I want to divorce you because I'm suspicious." It'll be the same then. It'll be either way.
No, in fact, no neighbors. There was no shmur.
Either way, when the whole point is, a man says, "I'm divorcing you," he says because your room is your mezana, your prutza. Then later he'll come and say, "It was a toast." That's the whole chashad.
Can the two of them come and say a woman was mezana? He has to go.
Right.
Then you must name later on after the guest.
And there'll be no question.
So it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Not exactly the same thing, but okay, similar. Not exactly the same because they're. The original psak was an error. Here the psak is no error, just an amasla works to explain. If you want to call it an error, it's good. I'm not going to argue with you. Some sort of has this tie on today.
You open up the whole process. But then you can say the best thing did it. So you never trust the
best. We open up. That's what I'm saying. You have Siv Gimel, and then numerous chuvis that open up into shyless when a man is Megarish's wife for reasons of her misbehavior. How much misbehavior is a misbehavior that kicks in this sieve? How much of it? If he says you're not a tznua, you're not tznua. He's not saying she's mizan. You walk around not dressed properly. I want to give a divorce, right? The Mishnah says if you don't cover her hair, you, I mean that's enough reason. So what happens then? So this creates the whole series of issues, which Mr. Shem, we're going to talk about next week. When does Siv Gimel kick in? How much of an issue? Now, some said as a taina, when Bezdin said you have to give a get, maybe you just said it's included, or some said it's not. There are other tshuvas on the topic, including the famous get in Vienna that split Europe in the time of the Sman, the Marshal, in half. And that was to a great degree, not totally, but a lot of it was totally in this sif. It's like a sleeper sif. You read it, okay, it's a halacha. But what comes out from it is that when a man gives a get, a pi umden is, how much of an undana can really undo the get? What we're saying here is he'll be mighty laz on the get. What does mighty laz mean? It means stam, a rumor, or it means he'll have a taina, and we have to undo the taina. So that's the discussion. I mean, it's Hashem, we'll bounce back to it. It's Hashem.